Sightseeing now on WVIA. This is a song titled A Life Well Lived. It's from the newest album by Jorma Kaukonen, who writes, "The path of my life has taken many turns, and the journey has been remarkable. Though today's world is a complicated place, I find myself living a simple life with my music. There is an unbroken thread that follows us from the beginning to the end, and at this point in my life, the thread circles me with love." Words of Jorma Kaukonen, writing in a mature, seasoned voice. The trappings of rock and roll stardom have fallen away, and he's gotten down to what it's all about, really. The music, what it means to be a human being. Kaukonen now hosts workshops for musicians at his farm in Meigs County, Ohio, for folks who have gotten down to the basics, too. It's a chord that has resonated strongly with Dolores Hippler and Pat Harper. They live and work in New York City, and on September 11th, 2001, Pat almost lost his life. And Dolores almost lost Pat, and it changed them. They have a home here in northeastern Pennsylvania, too, a place they love and celebrate. And because of the path their lives has taken, they have created polka notes to celebrate life and this place and music. Last year, they hosted their first concert at the Mellow Theater in Scranton with the Subdudes and the Storyville Stompers from New Orleans. And this year, it's Hot Tuna Electric. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy, two of the founding members of the Jefferson Airplane, joined by Barry Mitterhoff on mandolin and Eric Diaz on drums. Hot Tuna Electric on Tuesday, July 24th at the Mellow Theater at Lackawanna College in Scranton at 7:30 p.m., hosted by Polka Notes. Dolores and Pat paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about their path and Polka Notes and the concert.
We've been known to say that the idea for Polka Notes was born in the stairwell of Tower 2 of the World Trade Center, because when Pat exited the building safely, he said, "Dolores, two things. We're going to continue to live our daily lives the way we always have, because if we live in fear, then they've won. And secondly," he said, "we have to make a difference with the second half of our lives in a way that really matters." And live music has always mattered to him.
We spend most of our week, our working week, in New York. And as we cross the bridge into Pennsylvania, the blood pressure drops about 50%. It keeps us sane.
How did Polka Notes come about?
Our idea is we wanted to do something that we felt mattered. And I've been playing the guitar since I was 12, and I've finally come to the realization it's not going to be through playing the guitar, but it might be some way in getting more music to happen here by bringing in artists that would play in the New York or the Philadelphia market and just skip the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. So we're trying to put this place on the circuit for those people, the people that play the 200-seat place in New York, and hopefully get those people to draw the crowd so that we can have local artists who are just amazingly talented open for them so they can get seen and heard and paid. Because one of the things that we've discussed is we don't understand the concept that when you're 18 years old, the first thing you want to do is jump on a bus and get out of town because you can't do your music here or for various other reasons. And we think that's insane because we try and get here as much as we can. So we're trying to, you know, to help on that side.
We know there are a lot of people up here doing very similar things, and we don't think we know more than anybody. We know far less, but we really have an invitation to anyone who wants to work with us. We believe a rising tide raises all ships, and we're open to working with anybody in any capacity. We really are doing this from our hearts.
And one of the wonderful things that has happened is that we have been introduced to the local artists in the area, and it's astonishing the level of artistry that's here. And our basic rationale is, if you have an instrument and you can make it talk and you have something to say, you need to be heard.
last year just shows how much you care, because you celebrated and wanted to help musicians in New Orleans.
We brought men up who, it turns out, 9 of the 13 had lost their homes. We did a lot of laughing and a whole lot of crying.
Is it the kind of thing that you hold your breath, you're free enough of everything that you can enjoy the concert?
When we did the first one, we were spending our last few minutes. The band had started, the Storyville Stompers had started, and we were outside dealing with the last minute ticket arrivals and that sort of thing, and we heard this roar from inside, and we just looked at each other like, uh-oh, did someone fall off the stage, or what has happened? We stuck our head in the door. There was a standing ovation within 5 minutes of starting the concert, one of many, and we looked at each other and said, we did it.
Yes.
We did it. We had not done this sort of thing before, but we've done things before. We've done projects for the corporations and such, so we transfer that knowledge and experience to this area. But, you know, you can't just go buy a book and learn how to do this. So we wandered around, metaphorically, we wandered around looking for a venue, and we stumbled upon the Mellow Theater at Lackawanna College, which is an undiscovered gem in this area. The way we describe it to people from New York is it's the Beacon Theater, only pristine.
And West, we call the Beacon Theater West.
The acoustics in that are spectacular. It has been restored, and a century-old building. It is an unbelievable space. And the best part about it is Kevin O'Hara and Jim Cullen, who run the theater, didn't just look at us and say, go away. They took a chance on two unknowns, and we came through in that venue, and we're going to come through with the next project.
Tell us what you've got planned for us this year.
Quite some time ago, Pat was telling me he'd heard about a guitar camp called Fur Peace Ranch, and I'd put it on my list of things to get Pat one of these days for Christmas, and it took us a few years to work out the timing, but I gave it to him as a surprise 2 years ago.
And when I received the gift, I opened it up, and I had the moment of, oh, this is spectacular, and then, uh-oh, I'm going to have to show my level of guitar playing to this person?
He fretted over it for about 9 months, and I was very much on board with it. I'd given it to him as a gift, but I was removed from it. Having met Yorma, though, he is such a wonderful man. I know he was a wild man in his youth, but he is really repenting, and he's such a good-hearted person.
One of the things was I was not in the cult of Yorma. I was not a major hot tuna aficionado. I wouldn't, you know, travel the country to see them as thousands do, or did and do. But once I met this individual, and it was not one of those situations where it was hang out with the rock star, it was about the music. It was about structure of music and music theory and the feeling and how you can do it. He is keeping the Appalachian traditional blues alive. They bring finger-picking guitar players, dobro players, banjos, pedal steel, instructors that, you know, you go see in the concert hall, and you can sit and learn from these people, and they pass on the traditions of that type of music. And that's the type of person that we want to be involved with.
What did you come away with from the camp?
The two of us came away as better people. It's sort of a validation that what it is that we hold dear is also held dear by a lot of other people. So it's sort of a validation that, yeah, you're right. You know, all this stuff that even though we spend our time getting up and going to work and dealing with the mundane and the life and, you know, the things that one has to do during one's life, those things that we held dear are still dear and still valid and valuable. And they are something that makes a difference in this world. The no-pressure, respect, healthy food type situation just translates through to the people that they are, and that's why we're bringing them to Scranton, because they need to see Scranton, and we need to see them.
Folks who are real fans got a little head start.
There was a fan club presale, which is organized through HotTuna.com, and that sold out in 2 weeks. We now have tickets on sale for the general public, and information can be gotten at www.poconotes.com, P-O-C-O-N-O-T-E-S. And we're looking forward to a large turnout for this and a very, very good time.
We're not in this to make money, and anybody close to us knows that. We really just hope to break even or come close to breaking even so we can do it again and again.
As Dolores said to me, anybody could sell out the hall with Tom Petty. She's quite right. This is something that, you know, we're bringing to the area that would not be here otherwise.
And I also told him recently, I said, you know, if we had all the money in the world to spend on this, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. But he assures me it could be a little bit more fun.
Will there be an opener?
There will. A band called O'Teal and the Peacemakers which is led by Oteil Burbridge, the bass player for this small unknown group, the Allman Brothers. It's a jazz, funk, fusion type thing with a, not a subliminal spiritual message, but along the way that folks who have been doing this for so many years and really respect the music have decided that, you know, how they live their lives is important as well, and they try and get that message through the music, which is, I think, a spectacular thing. People of our age were the people who took music, I don't know, from the rock and roll beginnings, the Elvis Presley, through that whole 60s, early 70s thing, and then we sort of stepped aside for the new group of teenagers and such, but we didn't just disappear. There are a few more aches and pains and graying hair for those of you who still have hair. You know, all those things that we believed in back then, we still believe in. And we're living in our lives. We translated them to raising our families and our communities. But we're still here. And getting together to hear some music that we all know and understand and love is a good thing. And there are wonderful venues here where one can see, to just use the name Tom Petty, and that's a wonderful thing, and we've gone. But we want to set up a situation where the respect for the artist and the respect for the audience is equal, and one can sit and see these professionals, see these talented people produce something that I personally have been trying to produce for about 40 years. And I just have the greatest respect for the people who can make this magic out of thin air.
Poconotes really wants to brand the name with quality. It's not always good to start off your venture with people that no one's ever heard of, but we will eventually get to a point where these musicians are not familiar, they're not household names, but people will come because they'll say, Poconotes always puts on a good show.
And that's the image.
It's true.
I was stopped at a light one day on the way into Scranton. I was looking around, Finally, I looked over at the mural. I said, that's it.
And the tagline that Dolores had come up with was, be there when Hot Tuna Electric plugs in to the Electric City, was just golden.
Pat Harper and Dolores Hipler, founders of Poconotes, inviting everyone to celebrate with them on Tuesday, July 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mellow Theater in Scranton. Hot Tuna Electric, featuring Jorma Kaukonen, Jack Cassidy, Barry Mitterhoff, and Eric Diaz. And special guest Oteil and the Peacemakers. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on the web at www.poconotes.com, poconotes.com, or by phone. Area code 570-693-4100, 693-4100. Tuesday, July 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mellow Theater at Lackawanna College, Vine Street in Scranton. Poconotes presents Hot Tuna Electric and Oteil and the Pacemakers. Again, on the web, www.poconotes.com. Titled A Life Well Lived by Jorma Kaukonen, featuring Jorma Kaukonen and friends, and Hot Tuna Electric at the Mellow Theater in Scranton, Tuesday, July 24th. You're tuned to Art Scene on WVIA.